All right, so you're a law student in South Carolina, right? Let's say you're neck deep in torts, maybe even a bit of medical law. You're trying to wrap your head around, like, what a doctor can actually say about their patient.
The limits of confidentiality, right?
Exactly. You've got your case briefs, your textbooks, all that good stuff. But you're probably wondering, where does the law actually draw the line? Well, get this. There's this landmark case, McCormick v. England. It's a total game changer, especially in South Carolina.
Oh, absolutely. This case, decided back in 1997 by the South Carolina Court of Appeals, basically created a whole new legal path for patients, especially when their, like, confidential medical info gets spilled.
It's a big deal. And in this deep dive, we're going to break it all down using a detailed case brief and, you know, some legal know-how to help you really get it.
Yeah, let's unhack this thing.
So before we get into the legal nitty-gritty, let's paint a picture, right? What actually happened in McCormick v. England?
Okay, so the story centers around Sally McCormick and her family doctor, Dr. Kent England. Now, here's the thing. Dr. England wasn't just Sally's doctor.
Oh.
He was also the physician for her ex-husband and their kids. Talk about a tangled web. Anyway, things get messy when Sally and her husband are going through a divorce and custody battle. The husband throws a curveball by bringing a letter about Sally's mental health to the family court.
Oh, wow. This letter, I'm guessing, is what really sets everything in motion. What did it say, and why was it such a legal bombshell?
You got it. The letter was addressed simply, "To whom it may concern," written by Dr. England himself. It included a pretty heavy diagnosis, major depression and alcoholism, acute and chronic. But here's the kicker. Dr. England went on to say, and I quote, that Sally was a danger to herself and to her family and needed to be hospitalized.
Whoa. And get this, there was no court order for this. No one asked Dr. England to make this diagnosis or share this sensitive information. He just did it. So picture this, you're Sally McCormick, your own doctor, the one you're supposed to trust, voluntarily writes this letter that basically labels you a danger, and your ex-husband uses it against you in court. What does Sally do?
Well, she fought back, of course. Sally McCormick sued Dr. England, arguing that he totally breached his duty of confidentiality as her physician. She said he had no right to disclose those private medical details.
Now, here's where things get interesting from a legal perspective. Back in 1997, South Carolina didn't have a specific law that spelled out physician-patient privilege, right? Like some other states do.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. There wasn't a clear-cut statute in South Carolina that automatically protected patient information from being revealed in court. However, there was the Physicians Patient Records Act of 1992.
Right, the record-keeping law. But if I'm remembering correctly, that was more about how doctors should keep track of medical records, not about keeping secrets.
You're right. It mainly focused on stuff like how long records should be kept, what info they needed to include, that sort of thing. It didn't directly tackle the issue of whether those records could be shared.
Okay, so no explicit keep it confidential rule. But didn't the fact that doctors had to keep these detailed records sort of imply that the information was meant to be private?
Definitely. I mean, think about it. Why go through all the trouble of creating these records if anyone could just blab about them? The very act of keeping these records suggests an expectation of privacy.
Makes sense. Was there anything else in South Carolina law back then that hinted at this idea of medical confidentiality?
Absolutely. Remember, the South Carolina Board of Medical Examiners, they had the power to discipline doctors for acting unprofessionally, including revealing patient information without a good reason. So even without a specific privilege law, the legal system recognized that doctors had an ethical obligation to keep things confidential, and there were consequences if they didn't.
Okay, so we have this situation, no clear don't-tell law, but a strong ethical expectation of confidentiality. And then we have Dr. England, who spills the beans in a way that really hurt his patient. What did the South Carolina Court of Appeals do with this?
They made a huge decision. The court said, yes, South Carolina does recognize a right to sue for breach of confidentiality by a physician. They essentially created a new tort, a civil wrong, based on this idea.
Wow, they really set a precedent. What was their reasoning behind such a groundbreaking decision?
They had a few key points. First, they highlighted the fact that the doctor-patient relationship is a fiduciary one. That means it's built on trust, and the doctor has a duty to act in the best interest of the patient. And of course, patients share incredibly personal things with their doctors, expecting that information to be kept safe.
It's like, if people don't feel safe sharing everything with their doctor, they might hold back, right? And that could lead to the wrong diagnosis or treatment.
Exactly. And that leads us to the second point, public policy. The court recognized that open communication between patients and doctors is essential for good healthcare. If people are scared that their medical info could be used against them, say, in a custody battle, they might not tell their doctor everything. and that's bad for everyone.
It makes sense to protect that open communication. What was the third reason?
The court also considered what other states were doing. They saw a growing trend across the country where courts were recognizing this right to sue for breach of confidentiality. And I thought, hey, this makes sense. We should be doing the same.
So they jumped on the bandwagon, so to speak.
Yeah, basically. And here's a quote from the court's opinion, something worth noting. We find the reasoning of the cases from other jurisdictions persuasive on this issue, and today we join the majority and hold that an actionable tort lies for a physician's breach of the duty to maintain the confidences of his or her patient in the absence of a compelling public interest or other justification for the disclosure.
Powerful stuff, but obviously there has to be exceptions, right? Times when a doctor should be able to, or even have to, share patient information. What did the court say about that?
The court agreed that confidentiality isn't absolute. They outlined four categories where disclosure might be a hey. The first is when there's a compelling public interest. For example, mandatory reporting of child abuse falls under this category. Protecting vulnerable kids outweighs an individual's right to privacy.
That makes sense. What about the second exception?
The second is when it's in the best interest of the patient. Think emergency psychiatric situations. If someone's in immediate danger to themselves, a doctor might have to disclose information to get them the help they need, even if the patient doesn't consent at that moment.
So it's about protecting the patient from harming themselves.
Exactly. Now, the third category is a bit more nuanced, protection of others. It's connected to the Tarasoff rule, which you might have come across. Basically, if a patient tells their doctor they have a specific, immediate plan to harm someone, the doctor might have a duty to warn that person or the police.
But there has to be a real, credible threat, right? Not just some vague statement.
Absolutely. If a patient just says they're mad at someone, that wouldn't be enough. It has to be a specific, imminent danger.
Makes sense. What about the fourth exception?
That one's called legal compulsion. This is when a doctor is legally required to disclose information, like when there's a valid court order or subpoena. But, and this is important, the McCormick Court emphasized the difference between these legally mandated disclosures and voluntary disclosures, like what Dr. England did. He wasn't forced to write that letter.
Interesting. The court also talked about the difference between privacy and confidentiality. That seems like an important legal distinction. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Here's how the court put it, and this is key. Privacy is a right against the public at large. Confidentiality exists against a specific person. Think of it this way. Privacy is your general expectation that people won't pry into your personal life. Confidentiality, on the other hand, is a specific promise to keep secrets made by someone you trust, like your doctor.
So Dr. England had a specific duty of confidentiality to Sally McCormick because he was her doctor, even if the information he shared wasn't necessarily a secret to everyone else.
Precisely. And that's why the court decided to create a new tort specifically for breach of confidentiality rather than trying to shoehorn it into existing privacy laws. They recognized it as a violation of a specific relational duty. They also pointed to those existing laws that we talked about earlier, like the ones about reporting child abuse or infectious diseases. The fact that those laws have specific exceptions for disclosing information implies that there's a general rule of confidentiality in place.
That makes sense. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about the practical implications of all this. What does McCormick v. England mean for future lawyers, especially those of you listening?
For anyone who might work in healthcare law or handle cases involving medical information, McCormick is a must-know. It highlights how crucial patient confidentiality is in South Carolina. If you're advising a doctor, you need to stress that anytime they disclose patient info, they better have a rock-solid justification that falls under one of those exceptions.
They can't just chat about their patients at a cocktail party?
Exactly. You also need to know those reporting laws inside and out. And remember, there's a big difference between a doctor being ordered by a court to reveal information and them choosing to share it voluntarily. Voluntary disclosures are much riskier legally, thanks to McCormick.
So what about from the patient side? If someone thinks their medical confidentiality has been violated, what can they do?
McCormick gave patients a powerful tool. They can sue for breach of confidentiality without having to prove they suffered specific financial losses. The breach itself is considered the harm. That makes it easier for people to take legal action if their private medical info has been wrongfully shared.
It's about protecting that trust. This whole case really highlights the balance the law tries to strike, right? Between a patient's right to privacy and those situations where disclosure might be necessary or even required by law.
It's a constant balancing act. On the one hand, you have the ethical principles of medicine, like the Hippocratic Oath, which stresses patient well-being and confidentiality. On the other hand, you have potential legal duties and exceptions to that confidentiality. Doctors are trained to protect their patients' information, but they also have responsibilities to society and, in some cases, to protect the patient from themselves. McCormick gives us a framework for navigating these tricky situations in South Carolina. It's also worth mentioning that although HIPAA, the big federal law about health privacy, was passed in 1996, it didn't apply retroactively. So McCormick was really important in defining these rights in South Carolina.
It's interesting to think about McCormick in the context of today's world, right? With all the electronic health records and data sharing going on. It's like the court was ahead of its time in recognizing how important medical data privacy is.
Yeah, you could argue that McCormick laid the groundwork for how we think about data privacy in healthcare today, especially in South Carolina. It established that a doctor's duty to keep things confidential isn't just an ethical suggestion, it's a legal obligation. And that's super relevant now, with all the potential for sensitive information to be shared digitally.
It's a whole new world of challenges. So, to sum it all up, McCormick v. England was a pivotal case in South Carolina. It said that patients can sue their doctors for spilling their medical secrets. But it also acknowledged that there are limited situations where disclosure is allowed.
Exactly. It changed how we view the doctor-patient relationship in South Carolina, highlighting the importance of trust and confidentiality.
Okay, law students, here's something to ponder. With all the electronic health records and data sharing platforms out there, how will the ideas from McCormick apply to medical confidentiality in the digital age? Are the rules from 1997 strong enough, or will we need new legal ideas to deal with these new challenges?
That's a great question. It's a rapidly changing area, and the principles of McCormick will definitely be tested as technology keeps evolving.
Something to keep in mind as you continue your legal journey. All right, that wraps up our deep dive into McCormick v. England. Until next time.